Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today, we hear from the Song of Songs about the Beloved leaping over the mountains and bounding over the hills. In other words, even though the Beloved is looking for its lover, she's still unknown. Her lover will arrive, but his time, the time of that arrival, is unknown. She seeks him out, but he comes at a time that she doesn't necessarily expect, or in a manner which is going to be hidden. And that's exactly what our Lord did as well 2,000 years ago. We hear about Our Lady in the Gospel going, carrying Jesus, within her, over the hills and through the mountains to the one who was awaiting his arrival, St. John the Baptist, still hidden in the womb of his mother. And along with this, we have to look at the relationship between our Lord and Our Lady, because all the people of Israel were waiting for the Lord, for the one who loved them. But of all the people on the face of the earth, it was Our Lady more than anyone who was looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. And so there's this relationship between our Lord and Our Lady. She is truly the Beloved of all people in humanity. She, above all, is the one loved by our Lord, because she is the one who can receive his love most perfectly. Only God, of course, can perfectly receive love, because his love is infinite. But of all humanity, Our Lady has the greatest capacity, to be able to receive his love and to be able to love him in return. She's truly the Beloved, and he's the Lover, and he's filled her heart with love. So when St. Elizabeth greets Our Lady, we have to hear the words that are there. Not only that she is the most blessed among all women, but also that she's blessed because she believed that God's word to her would be fulfilled. She heard God's word and kept it so perfectly that the word became flesh in her womb. St. Augustine says that Mary conceived our Lord in her heart before she conceived him in her womb. She had conformed herself perfectly to the Word of God, so perfectly that the Word of God could be conformed to her without losing anything of himself. And so she is the one who brings that Word of God and to the world in a physical way. Our debt to Our Lady is eternal. We should be very grateful to this extraordinary woman for all eternity. We will have the joy of being able to praise God, provided we go in the right direction All creation, every creature that is in heaven will thank God for all eternity for such a queen and mother.